Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord, each and every one who are joining in with us this evening. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you. We thank and bless God for the move of God that we know by faith is going to take place this evening. We are want to welcome you to Judah Fire, hallelujah, God, where the host is our, my very own pastor, Pastor Montez O. Jones. We are trying to make sure we have him on the line, so we are going to ask for you to hold on for a second while our engineer gives us a little bit of worship music. We are going to handle. Oh, I believe that's him. I believe we have him, Pastor Jones. Amen. Yes, hallelujah, yes. God. I know your voice. I know that. Hallelujah. Everyone, we thank God again for you joining in. And the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Montez O. Jones. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. And I am so glad to join Pastor Ty Daly and all of our covenant partners, amen, at Purpose Kingdom Network. Praise God, praise God. We are here for another Judah Fire, amen, broadcast, and we know that there is a revelatory word from the Lord for the people of God tonight, amen, and I'm just excited. I'm super excited, amen, to share the word of the Lord. Amen, because God has been speaking and feeding me that I might impart this word to his people. So, Father, we thank you now for the opportunity to gather together through this social media, through the radio, through the airways, through Facebook. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the anointing on Purpose Kingdom Network. Lord, we thank you, God, that your gospel is going to the length and breadth of this world that you created. And Lord, you said that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So Father, we thank you. We thank you that your word is going forth and men and women will be impacted, changed, delivered, and set free by the power of your word. Lord, we speak over the airwaves right now. Lord, we command, hallelujah, that the Spirit of God control and maintain the airwaves, that the word of God will go forth with power and truth. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you all that are joining in, you're joining into the Purpose Kingdom Network, Pastor Ty Daly, the visionary, amen. And each month, I'm invited to share a word on the Judah Fire broadcast. So here we are tonight sharing the word of the Lord. And amen, a few weeks ago, the Lord began to deal with me out of Psalm 46. Psalm 46. And I preached this at the church, but I'm going to go a little deeper tonight because I believe God really wants to take us to the next step in this word. So tonight we're going to Psalm 46. Particular song or psalm is written by the sons of Korah, and it is set in the context of catastrophic chaos, such as what the world is experiencing right now with this Ukraine uprising and this Russia situation. Praise God. And this is the sort of the same atmosphere that the Psalm 46 was sung and penned. Praise God. It was penned during troublesome times, and unparalleled uncertainty was in the land. And the writer's world was crumbling all around him. And some commentators believe the setting of the psalm comes from the time King Hezekiah was surrounded by the army of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria. And I talked about this a few Sundays ago, but 46 towns and villages in Judah had been overthrown. And brothers and sisters, when we look at CNN or Fox News or whatever news station you look at, when you look at the news, praise God, you can see this type of devastation. This morning I was looking at the news and I saw a pregnant mother being carried on some sort of wagon over there in the Ukraine. And this woman was giving birth and her baby had died. I said, my God, what terrible conditions Ukraine, the world at large, is in. Praise God. It said, praise God, that during those times, commentaries tell us that at least 185,000 troops encircled Jerusalem. Don't tell me it doesn't sound like the times that we are living in. This particular psalm was written with the nation of Israel in mind, but it certainly applies to all of us today. But before we get into the text of the psalm, I want to use the word Selah. I want us to use and to see and recognize the word Selah. When you read Psalm 46, you'll see at the end of verses 3 and verse 7 and verse 11, the word Selah. And this word particularly is used 74 times in the Old Testament, 71 times in Psalms, and 3 times in Habakkuk. And most versions of the Bible do not attempt to translate Selah, but simply transliterate the word straight from the Hebrew. And we know from the title of this psalm, to the choir master, a song. Yes, this psalm is entitled to the choir master, a song, that it was designed to be sung. It is likely that it refers, brothers and sisters, to a musical rest, in which the singers would stop singing to take a breath so only that the musical instruments could be heard. According to one Bible dictionary, it can also signify a musical crescendo followed by silent reflection. The Septuagint, which is the earliest Greek translation of the Old Testament, translates Selah as an intermission. The New Living Translation picks up on this by using the word interlude. The idea was to get us to take a breath in order to reflect and to remember, to pause and calmly think about the words that had been sung. In addition, Selah, praise God, is thought to be rendered from two Hebrew words translated as to praise, my God, and to lift up. Perhaps the singers paused to think about what they had just sung in praise to God. How many times have you sung a melody or sung a song and not really thought about the words that you sung or the words that were uttered? And so the psalmist would allow space, praise God, for an interlude, for you to pause, for you to reflect. It is imperative. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, it is something that we are commanded to do. We are commanded to pause and to ponder and to meditate on the words that we say. Praise God. This seems to be how the word is used in Habakkuk 3, where we're urged to consider the weightiness of what we have just read or heard. The best way to think of Selah is a combination of all of these meanings. And I'm going to get into the meat of this lesson tonight, if you just bear with me. But I want to set it up for you, if you will. The word Selah appears three times in Psalm 46. We'll follow this natural outline simply by reflecting and remembering and resting each time we come across the word Selah. Listen now to God's holy, inspired, inerrant, and authoritative word. Praise God. Psalm 46, beginning at verse 1. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Did you notice I didn't say anything after I said the mountains tremble at its swelling? Did you notice I didn't say anything? I just paused right there. If you were reading your Bible, the word Selah would be right there. But I didn't say the word Selah. I just paused right there because I'm thinking about the words that I just read. I read the words, hallelujah, that tells us that we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the hearts of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. I can't say much right there. I got to pause and I got to think about that because I have some mountains in my life, and I know you do too. I have some angry seas in my life, and I know you do too. We all have things that we're going through. We're all being tried. We're all up against some opposition. We're all facing some major obstacles. But as you read Psalm 46, verse 1 through 3, and you begin to think about the power of God, when you begin to think about what the word of the Lord said in this psalm, it said that we will not fear. And so I don't have much to say. I'm just thinking on that thing. I'm thinking of the reasons I have no fear. I'm thinking of how powerful my God is that I have no reason to fear. Am I helping anybody tonight? There really is no reason for us to fear. Verse 4 through 7 says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just lay your hands on yourself and begin to declare, God is in the midst of my city, the city of my soul. God is in the midst of my worshiping soul. God is in the midst of my praying soul. God is in the midst of my soul that has been consecrated before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. Is your heart where God abides? Is your heart the habitation of God? Praise God. Does God dwell within your heart and your soul? Hallelujah. If God dwells within your heart and your soul, then I want to let you know that you please God. You make God glad. You make God rejoice because he is abiding on the inside of you. The psalmist says God is in the midst of her. Hallelujah. God, the psalmist says rather that she shall not be moved. That city where God dwells shall not be moved. My God, that place where God dwells shall not be moved. You ought to declare tonight that because of the living God that dwells within me, I shall not be moved. No matter what comes my way, I shall not be moved. No matter how hard it not be moved. I'm going to fast. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. I'm going to worship. Hallelujah. I'm going to move out of the way and let God be God. I am solid. I am stable. I am secure. Why? Because God dwells within the very city of my soul. I wish I could get some amens and some hallelujahs out there tonight. If you know that your soul is where God abides, if God abides in your soul, you shall not be moved. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, God will help her when morning dawns. The nation rage. The kingdoms totter. Hallelujah. He utters his voice and the earth melts. Don't you know all God has to do is speak a word over your situation? Don't you know all God has to do, hallelujah, is prophesy over your situation? Tonight, God says, if you worship me, I will declare your space blessed. My God. God says, if you worship me, I will declare that your house is blessed. Your surroundings are blessed. Your possessions are blessed. Your assets are blessed. Your offspring is blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says he utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts, my, I'm getting happy just reading the word. My God, up in here, the Lord of hosts is with us, right here in my office, right there in your home. The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. You notice I didn't say nothing? You notice I didn't say anything? Because if you're reading your Bible, when it says the God, hallelujah, the God of Jacob is our fortress, the word Selah goes right there. That means pause. Wait a minute. Think about that thing. The God of Jacob, the God of miracles, the God of creation, the God who solves, the God who renders, the God who fixes, the God who satisfies. He is our fortress. Lord, I don't have nothing to say but thank you. I don't have nothing else to say but thank you for being my fortress. Thank you for being my firm foundation. Thank you for being my constant. Thank you for being my consistent. Thank you for being my forever. Thank you for being my always. Thank you, God, yesterday, today, and forevermore. From the day I was born to this very moment, you have been my forever, God. You have been my consistent Savior. You have been my constant friend. You have been my helper. You've been my peace. You've been my protection. Hallelujah. God, you've been everything that I've ever wanted, needed, and thought about needing. God, I thank you. Woo, hallelujah. That's why he says, that's why the writer penned just Selah. In other words, that psalm, that verse, those words are so loaded, you can't rush to the next verse. You got to praise him right there. Tell somebody your praise goes right there. Hallelujah. Then he says in verses 8 through 11, he says, the psalmist goes on to say, come, come, behold the works of the Lord. Come, just come. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Come, behold the works of the Lord. In other words, come see it for yourself. Come find out how good God is for yourself. Don't stand over there and take my word for it. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't stand out there and take your grandmother's word for it. Don't take your pastor's word for it. The psalmist says, come, 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 come. Everybody, whoever you are, wherever you are, you are afraid, you're going through, you're in the fire, you're in the midst of a terrible situation. He says, come and behold the works of the Lord. Don't just come and look, but behold. Don't just come and see, but behold. Come, grab it for yourself. Get some of this for yourself. Get some of this revelation for yourself. Get some of these promises of God for yourself. He says, come and behold the works of the Lord. He has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease, my God, to the end of the earth. I want to declare that the war that is engaged right now in the Ukraine, I want to declare that it will cease, and every other war will cease as the saints of God continue to pray. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow. And I want you to understand this. When it says he makes wars cease to the end of the earth, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and he was saying that earth represents time. Earth represents eternity, not just the place earth, but he's talking about time. He's talking about dominion. Hallelujah. He's talking about the earth, the world that he created. That's why the word of the Lord says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the fullness of time. Hallelujah. The fullness, all that earth holds, all that is included with the earth, which is physical, spiritual, and time. Are you with me tonight? The word of the Lord says he breaks the bow. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. In other words, he breaks the bow and shatters the spear, the weapons of your adversary, the weapons of your enemies, the things, amen, that your enemies use to fight you. God takes them and destroys them. God takes your enemy's weapons and renders your enemy empty-handed. Come on, somebody. Lord, have mercy. He takes your enemy's weapons and renders your enemy weaponless. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Praise God. And he destroys what the enemy had to work with. Y'all not going to talk to me tonight. Oh, you're not catching this. He takes from your enemy what your enemy was using to fight you with. He takes it from your enemy and destroys what your enemy had, what your enemy was using, what your enemy did use. Hallelujah. He takes it and destroys it, and your enemy cannot go back and get the weapon again because God destroys it. The enemy cannot go back and beat you with what he beat you with before because God destroys what the enemy was using in the first place. Come on, somebody. That's why you don't have to look back. The Bible says, fret not thyself, my God, because of evildoers, for they will soon be cut off. God will take everything your enemy had against from your enemy, and he will destroy it. Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about what your enemy used before. Set your eyes and your affections on things above. That's why the Old Testament soldiers would declare when they went to the place of prayer, they said, we are marching to Zion. We're marching to Zion, that beautiful city of God. Come, we that love the Lord, and let our rejoicing be known. Join in a crowd of sweet accord and thus surround the throne. We're marching upward to Zion. In other words, we are no longer looking back and facing our enemy because our enemy has nothing to use. Come on. We are marching to Zion. We're marching to God. We're marching to prayer. We're marching to praise. We're marching to the kingdom. We're marching to where Jesus is because God has dealt with our enemies. Tell somebody in your house, on your job, riding down the street with you, just tell them, I don't know where you're going, but I'm going to Zion. I'm going to the place of victory. I'm going to the place of praise. Praise God. No matter what happens, we can Selah. Yes, sir. We can rest in God's promise, God's presence, and God's power. Praise God. Praise God. As I thought about that word, Selah, when I thought about it, it began to resonate with my spirit even the more. God began to remind me, amen, praise God, of that word, Selah. Amen. And I was jotting down notes because I didn't want to forget anything tonight on this broadcast. I begin to jot down notes because whenever you read Psalm 46 and you run across the word Selah, amen, it's a place for you to ponder. It's a place for you to stop and reflect. It's a place for you to worship. Why? God says, I need you to stop and worship on the revelation that I just gave you. I need you to stop and worship, hallelujah, on the revelation that I just gave you. I said, Lord, what are you saying? He says, every time I lift up what I will do for my people, every time I remind them how I'm going to deal with their enemy, every time I remind them how I'm going to work things out for their good, he says, I need them to stop and worship, because what happens when you stop and you worship, you enter into a place of revelation. You enter into a prophetic mode. You enter into a space where God can now speak something to you. And I don't care how many times you read Psalm 46. I don't care how many times you read the word of God. Every time you read the word of God, you need to Selah. You need to pause. You need to reflect. You need to ponder and to think about what God said, because in your processing, in God begins to clarify. God begins to open your spiritual eyes. God allows us to hone in on even the more revelation. Come on, somebody. God allows you to see this time what you didn't see the last time. Why? Because the last time you were going through something that you're not going through this time. But every time you read that word and you say loud, you get revelation for where you are right now and for where God is getting ready to take you by way of the suffering that you are enduring right now. Can I talk to somebody tonight? The only way to victory is you got to go through the war. You got to go through the battle. You are tried through the fire. You are tried through the fire, but you come out as pure gold. Come on, somebody. That's why God says, I got to reveal some things to you. That's why I need you to worship me when I give you word. That's why I need you to worship me so that I can give you revelation. The more you worship, the more revelation you get. The more you think on the word, the deeper you go. The more you meditate on the word of God, the more God speaks to you concerning the matter you are in. What am I saying? Hallelujah. I think about all of the songs that I've sung throughout my life. I think about my years on the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir, and I can't tell you how many times I've sung the song Stand Still. I don't know how many times I've sung the song He's Preparing Me. I don't know how many times I've sung the song Sovereign. I don't know, thousands of times I've sung the song weekend after weekend, year after year, concert after concert, service after service. But every time I find myself going through the fire, I may not be in the church. I may not be doing a concert. I might be in my bedroom. I might be driving down Route 30. I don't know. I'm just doing me, and I'll begin to sing the songs, the Psalms. Come on, somebody. That I've been singing since I was 14 years old, and I'm 43 years old. So you can tell how many years I've been singing the same psalm, how many times I've sung the same psalm. But it even now that the Lord will give me a Selah. My God, 20-something years later, I'm still having Selah moments over Psalms that I rendered 20-something years ago. Why? Because God continues to give me fresh revelation. God gives me new words, fresh revelation, new understanding. What am I saying? Just in case you don't believe me tonight, I want you just to think about 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, around verse 17, it says, now the Lord is the Spirit. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, my, not where the Spirit of the Lord was, but where the Spirit of the Lord is, my God. That's why you got to make sure you praise him. You got to make sure you're giving him the glory where you are, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, I don't care how you praised him the last time. I don't care how you praised him last year. You don't need a miracle off of last year's praise. You need a miracle off of a right now praise. That's why David said, I will yet praise him in Psalm 43. He said, I will yet praise him, for he is my God. Hallelujah. But 2 Corinthians goes on to say that the Spirit of the, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is emancipation from bondage. There is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is. I'm going to praise him right here. I'm going to praise him right now, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But then it goes on to say, and all of us, as with unveiled face, because we continue to behold in the Word of God, because we continue to behold in the Word of God. In other words, because we continue to remain in the Word of God as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord. We are constantly being transfigured. Can I talk to somebody tonight? The Word of the Lord says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18 that we are constantly in the Word. And because we're constantly in the Word, we're constantly being transfigured. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm not who I was yesterday. You're not who you were last year. Come on, somebody. You are in the Word, and God is doing some things in you. Right now, God has worked a work in you from the last time you prayed about this, from the last time you went through something like this. God has done a work in you. You are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another. That's why we are reminded that the Word of God says we go from glory to glory. My God, from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I want to praise God right here, because I know fresh level of glory being released on the people of faith. There is a fresh level of glory that's resting on the body of Christ. Those who have prayed, those who have stayed, those who have contended for the faith, those who have undergirded their families in prayer, those who have stood the test of time, those who have gone through great tribulation, those who have been tried and wanted to quit, those who wanted to stop ministry, those who wanted to stop preaching, those who wanted to stop singing, those who wanted to stop serving. You didn't want to go. You didn't want to do. You didn't want to give because of the oppression that you were facing. But God, my, the God of Psalm 46, the God who speaks the matter. mountains. The God who, when he utters his voice, the earth melts. The God who speaks to the raging sea, he's speaking for you. He's speaking for me. He's speaking for your family. He's speaking for your mother. He's speaking for your husband. He's speaking for your children. He's speaking over your ministry. He's speaking over your finances even now. That's why you got to praise him for what he's already said. Praise him for what he's already done, and then have a spirit of expectation that the God of the psalmist is the God of me and mine and yours and ours. He's your God. He's my God. He's a present help in the time of trouble. That's why we praise him as the psalmist declared. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Israel, were surrounded by the army of Sennacherib and the king of Assyria. And yes, 46 towns and villages had been overthrown. And yes, 185,000 troops circled around them. But God declared that I'm not through with Israel yet. God declared that Israel, they mine. That's my church. They my people. There's a promise on Israel. And there still is no weapon that's formed against them that's going to prosper. I'm trying to tell somebody tonight, you're going to get through this. You're going to come through this. You're getting ready to see another level of glory. God's going to bless you like you've never been blessed before. God's going to favor you like you've never been favored before. God's going to recall the words that were spoken over your life. And he's going to come through with his promises. For the promises of the Lord are yes and amen. God is not like man that he should repent. My God, he's not a man that he should lie. He gonna do it. He gonna bring it to pass. Why? Because we are worshiping warriors. We are praising warriors. We are obedient warriors. We trust in the name of the Lord our God, and his banner over us is love, and victory is ours. Yes, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get me behind. Get behind me, Satan, because victory is mine. When I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord would bring me out. What did I do? I got down on my knees, and I said, Lord, help me, please. How? Because I need victory today. I need a miracle today. I need your presence today. I need a word from you today. I'm about to lose it if you don't go with me. I'm about to say the wrong thing if you don't speak to me. I'm about to get out of character if you don't word my mouth. But Jesus, I thank you, because your word is still true, and your word is right. You will fight the battle for me. You'll bring me to a place of victory. And so, God, I'm just going to say, I'm just going to wait and worship you. I'm just going to wait and watch you perform your word. I'm just going to wait, as your word said, stand still and know that I am God. Stand still and know that I'm still the miracle worker. Stand still and know that I'm still the God who supplies needs and rights your wrongs. I said he rights your wrongs. He rights your wrongs. All you got to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when you confess Jesus, Jesus eases us. Come on, somebody. Don't that rhyme? Jesus eases us. He'll ease your troubled mind. He'll ease your stormy see. He'll ease your chaotic situation if you but trust him, if you but worship him, if you but praise him. That's why he said, call upon me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things. Hallelujah. I got to stop. This is a broadcast. We are not down the church. There's no organ. There's no drums. But I'm praising him right here in the sanctuary of my heart. Hallelujah. I'm praising him. You ought to be praising God. You ought to be having church right where you are because you, brothers and sisters, you are the church. We are the church. And wherever we are, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I feel all right tonight. Feel the Holy Ghost. You better take over now. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, Pastor Ty. Amen, amen. I don't know if Pastor Ty, if we lost her tonight. I don't hear her coming online. You got it,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm there. I'm sorry. See? I got caught up. That word. Oh, hallelujah, God. That word this evening was for me. Selah. Hallelujah. With all that's going around. Selah, I can wreck, because like the word of God said, like Pastor just reminded us, we already have the victory. Hallelujah, God. We thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I praise your holy name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Selah. Selah. I can Selah. Hallelujah, God.
My God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. So y'all don't know what's going on right now in my family and with my family and with one of my grandchildren. I needed to hear that word. I needed to be reminded I can rest in this here thing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. God, I thank you. I thank you. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, I thank you.
Hallelujah.
I just thank you, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to thank God by faith for that soul who we believe came back in the right relationship this evening. We thank God by faith for that soul we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. Hallelujah, God. When I looked at the map and saw that we are being listened to in places like China, North Korea, Japan, you know, I don't know if y'all know it, but China, it is forbidden to even acknowledge the name of Jesus Christ. And they are listening to us somehow, some way over there in China. Hallelujah, God. They're listening to us in Morocco. Hallelujah, God. We just thank and bless God that we are able to get his word out to places where they will be killed if it was known that they were even listening to God's word. We thank and bless God for each and every one of you who joined in with us this evening for this, our 1573rd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank and bless God for Judah Fire and the host, Pastor Elder Montez O. Jones. We thank and bless God for each and every listener out there listening in this evening. Now, for those who just gave their life to Christ, we encourage you to find Bible-believing teaching, preaching sanctuaries where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials in the tribulations of this world. But until then, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here, just for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting at 9 p.m. with One Touch Transformation. One Touch Transformation, and the host is Minister Arsenius Jackson. Again, 9 p.m., One Touch Transformation, and the host, Minister Arsenius Jackson. Hallelujah, God. You do not want to miss the ministry or the woman of God, the move of God tomorrow evening right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you to follow us via any of our social media pages. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us via our webpage, which is www.pknradio.com, where God has blessed us to be able to broadcast gospel music 24 hours a day, as well as you can reach out to each and every one of the different hosts via the webpage. We, again, thank and bless God for each and every one of you. Pastor, as always, a wonderful, wonderful word this evening. We bless and thank God for you. The ministry is back in your hands to close us out.
Amen. Love you, love you, love you. With the love of the Lord, our awesome and glorious Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men and women, mankind, unto me. And I praise God that we have this privilege to share his good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the best news out there. Thank you, Lord. It's the hottest news. Amen. And that is the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen. While we're on, I want to invite as many that would like to meet us in Twin Oaks, Pennsylvania on this Wednesday at 7 p.m. We will be, praise God, at the Pentecostal House of Prayer in Twin Oaks, Pennsylvania. Pastor Percy Bland, amen, is the leader there. Praise God, a wonderful congregation and family of saints who love God, who will praise God. Amen. And so we want to invite you to join us in Twin Oaks, Pennsylvania at the Pentecostal House of Prayer. Amen. Go online, Google Pentecostal House of Prayer, Twin Oaks, Pennsylvania, Pastor Percy Bland, to get their direct address, as I don't have it at the moment. But you can go online and look that church up. Amen. And meet us on Wednesday at 7 p.m. in Twin Oaks, Pennsylvania, right outside of Chester, about 2 minutes out of Chester. You can't get any closer to Chester than 2 minutes outside. So come on and meet us. And we praise God, of course, on Sunday. We'll be right back at Judah Ministries, 840 East Chestnut Street, Coatesville, Pennsylvania, 19320. God, we thank you and we bless you for this wonderful ministry, wonderful time of worship and word. Now, God, that in which we have released into the atmosphere, God, we pray, God, that you will allow it to make a change in the hearts and the minds of your people and let it have an impact. And then, God, that man and woman who gave their life to you tonight, Lord, lead them to a Bible-believing church, God, that they can grow in their knowledge and relationship with you, that they'll never be the same again. We put it all in your hands and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now, those things in which we failed in asking, we ask that you fail not in granting. For it is you that we love, it's you that we worship, and it's you that we adore. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. MyJudahFire.com is our website. God bless you and good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.